What's going on the national picture? Well, heady times in Chicago, where delegates from all around the nation are gathered for the Democratic National Convention. And that includes Maine delegate Imka Jandro, who joins us right now live from Chicago. Imka, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Were you able to find a quiet place out there?
You know, we can steal away to some hidden spaces here at the United Center, but bear with me if any loud noises come by. We've got a lot of excited people in the house.
Well, I would say so. Well, what an opening night last night. And this is your first experience being at the National Convention, right?
It is. It is.
What was that like last night? Because I was just stunned watching on television as somebody who has watched these conventions forever. It was just a string of so many terrific and inspiring speakers last night.
I have to say that the energy in the entire building is electric. You can feel everybody's enthusiasm, their passion, and just to have back-to-back speakers, it's like the greatest hits of public speaking events that you could ever wish to be at. So it's been really phenomenal.
I'll bet. For anybody who doesn't know, can you talk about the selection process and, first of all, what made you want to be a delegate to the National Convention, and how did that work at the state level?
Well, I actually have to give you a quick correction there. I am here as a paid staffing here at the convention.
Okay.
So playing right-hand woman to our party chair, Bev Uhlenhake. But I can still tell you more about the delegate process. Anybody who is a registered Democrat in the state of Maine and attended our annual convention had the opportunity to put their names in and make a case for being voted for. And so the great people of the state of Maine made their choices, and we have 32 fabulous delegates here who are ready to cast their votes for Kamala Harris.
And does that include the superdelegates from Maine?
Yes, it does.
So far, you've seen so many great speakers. It will continue tonight. You've got both Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and I got to assume the place is going to go wild again tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that we have some wonderful musical performers who will be coming on. So if anybody who is interested in seeing some fantastic performances, tune in and stay on. It is going to be fantastic.
I would have been happy last night just for a chance to see Jason Isbell, who's great. And boy, you know, it's a night of terrific speakers when they don't have time for James Taylor.
This is very true. And if we, as the audience, gave them a chance to get their words in, the claps and the round of applauses and standing ovations have been phenomenal and almost overwhelming to be a part of. You just can't stop or control yourself.
Well, it has been such a remarkable 3 or 4 weeks, not just for the Democratic Party, but here in America. And there were those who wondered, you know, what's going to happen when you have this unprecedented change at the top of the ticket. But I thought last night answered any lingering questions anybody might have. First of all, with the incredible support for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, but then also the great reception for President Biden.
Absolutely. And you can really feel the love for President Biden and all that he's done. Just from the response that he got from his presentation last night and the way that he is supportive of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and all that they're doing and all that they're capable of, it's great to see them. They feel like a real team, and it's got a like kind of family affair feel to it, which is wonderful and refreshing.
So where is the Maine delegation located? If we're watching a big picture view on TV, where should we look for all of you?
All right. The Maine delegation has some pretty phenomenal seats, I have to tell you. If you are looking at the stage, we are off to the left, just maybe 4 or 5 rows up from the floor. So it's real pretty. It's real easy to spot us. A few of us have been seen on CNN and C-SPAN already. So keep your eyes peeled.
Now, in watching the broadcast last night, and I bounced back and forth between a few different stations where there was some commentary going on, but a couple different people were saying, you know, when you're on the floor at the convention, sometimes you miss a fair amount because everybody is talking and you don't always hear the speakers unless it's the very high profile speakers that everyone wants to hear.
You know, that wasn't our experience. We really heard everybody and everything going on. I think that we are an excellent group of folks that knows when to hush up when we want to hear what's happening. So at least in our experience, we had no problem hearing our speakers. And of course, the great staff here at the United Center has been broadcasting phenomenally. It's a beautiful sound system that they've got, so things come through crystal clear.
Now, were you surprised last night, and was the delegation surprised to see Vice President Harris there?
I think it took everybody's breath away. The moment that she appeared on that stage, it was just, there are no words for it. We were so excited and thrilled, and to see her and that joyous expression and that fabulous smile that she has across her face, it really lit the room up and got us ready for the whole night. And it is a long night. So it was the energy push we needed after a long day and a few days of travel.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the word joy, and I think that is such a key to watch these last few weeks and then to watch last night. To me, it's a marked difference between the two approaches to the election this year, that you've got people up there who are joyful, who are happy, who can smile, who can laugh at themselves, make jokes. I love the president's line last night about, hey, the best vice presidents were vice presidents, but also people that enjoy the real work, which is the public service aspect of this, and whether they're people who have worked throughout the legal system, as Kamala Harris did, or as public school teachers like Tim Walz. This seems to be a collection of people who understand public service and the joy that that gives helping other people.
Absolutely. And I think that you see that joy in the way they embrace young people. Seeing the Democratic chair, Jamie Harrison's children, come out to say the Pledge of Allegiance, to see the youth choir come out to do the national anthem, and to see everybody just super excited here to bring younger people into the fold and embrace them. And again, it's that whole family feeling, right? Here in the United States, we're supposed to feel like a collective unit and to feel like we are in this together. And I think that's what's coming back, and you can feel that here right now.
We're talking with Imka Jandro. She's at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And, of course, there are protesters in the streets outside the United Center. And I know that the folks at the city of Chicago have said, we want to provide a space where people can express their views. So far, everything has been peaceful. Have you had any interaction with any of those protesters?
No, the city of Chicago has really planned this out well. They have designated areas where they are gathering to express their opinions, and we welcome everybody's viewpoint at all times, right? That's one of the beauties of being an American citizen and living here in our wonderful country. And they seem to have, you know, they're getting their message out with being disruptive or in any way problematic. So I think that this has been done very smoothly, and we got to give big shout out to everybody here in Chicago who's made this a great experience so far.
You mentioned Jamie Harrison, the head of the DMC, and I know he was up here in Maine a while ago, and you had a chance to talk with him then. Obviously, a top priority here is to get Kamala Harris in the White House for the party, but also to make sure that the Democrats can hang on to what they have currently in the Senate and perhaps swing the House. How is the level of optimism? Is there a feeling that this re-energized party can expand their success beyond just the presidential race?
Without a doubt. I feel like the energy that we have now in the campaign has really motivated people to pay more attention and has made them feel more engaged than they were before. So we were talking about the joy earlier. It's hard to get excited to go out and vote and to pay attention to who's running when you feel like a little gloom and doom, that heavy rain cloud lingering over you. Well, the sun is shining now, and I think everybody is ready to let that like sunlight come down and shine on all of their candidates. So they're paying attention, they're ready to vote. And I think that we can make this happen.
Well, the other thing that came through last night, and not only in the speakers, but some of the folks who were being interviewed on the networks last night, is this this deep bench that the Democratic Party has. So many terrifically talented people, whether it's AOC or Jamie Raskin last night, Andy Beshear, and so many others. Boy, the future seems to be pretty bright when you look for future leaders of the party.
Without a doubt. And I think that what we're seeing here is a real shift in mentality. We have seen some great leadership over the past few years and this passing of the torch to the next generation. And then I feel like a fostering of greater leadership development in even those younger ages is really going to come up the line. So for years to come, we're going to have some phenomenal leadership in this country at the state level and at our local levels, and it is really inspiring.
And while the politicians were certainly wonderful last night, I thought perhaps the most powerful moment of the evening were when those courageous young women came forward to talk about their battles trying to maintain reproductive freedom in this country.
That was an incredibly moving moment here in the United Center, where we all stopped to really listen and hear those stories and understand that policies are more than words on paper. They affect people's lives, and we need to get back to understanding that. And I feel like that particular presentation hits that home for a lot of people, and I think that they are so brave for sharing their stories, and I commend them all for being here. It's a big stage and an intimidating, like, big audience. So the fact that they came out to do that is just wonderful. And again, I commend them all for being present.
And you've got three former presidents, so one sitting president there, vice presidents, former presidential candidates. Man, aren't you supposed to do it like the Republicans do, where nobody shows up who was around the party more than 5 years ago?
You know what? We like to look back at our history. We like to know what happens. We like to celebrate it, see how things have changed, and then look forward to see how we can make it even better. So I think this is definitely the best way we could go about having this event.
Well, it's going to be hard to top last night, but then when you look at the list of speakers and what's coming up tonight, and of course the excitement of the next two nights when we hear from the vice presidential and presidential candidates, I think it's going to be a wonderful time. And you know, even if you are not a Democrat, I've watched the Republican convention, I'm watching this one, and it's history in the making. How exciting for you to be right there and to be a part of this.
It's wonderful. Now, if only I could get a few more hours of sleep so I could really feel like I could experience it with wide eyes. It's just so great to be here, and we're pulling out the energy, and we'll show up and make our chance heard so the people of Maine can see us when we're out there celebrating everybody tonight.
Well, just echo the words of Tim Walz, echoing the words of Warren Zevon. You'll sleep when you're dead, or perhaps on the plane ride home.
Oh, for sure.
Well, Imka, we appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon, a busy time out there. Have a wonderful next few days, and thanks for checking in with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time today.
Imka Gendreau, not a delegate, but out there working hard for the Democratic Party at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.